It's now time for the big interview, guys. I have the winners of SA's Got Talent 2017 in studio. It's Anik Note. Welcome, guys.
Hey, thank you so much for having us.
All right, guys, just so the listeners can get a bit of a feel for who's here, could you please each briefly introduce yourselves, starting this way or this way?
From me, okay. My name is Amy. I'm 25. I'm a teacher at Rondebosch Boys High School and at UCT. I'm a singing teacher and yeah, I'm a jazz vocalist in and around Cape Town.
I'm Leah. I'm also 25. I'm a teacher at St. Joseph's Marist College and a jazz vocalist as well.
I'm Monet. I'm 27. I'm a medical student. I'm going to be working as a doctor from the 1st of January at Khayelitsha, and I'm the bass.
And my name is Daniel. I am 27 years old. I'm a drum teacher and freelance musician. And yeah, I'm the beatboxer. And we have one member in absentia. This is Kevin. He is our tenor singer and he writes music for film. And he's like our daddy because he's the eldest.
Okay, cool.
How old he is.
Thanks, guys. Well, first of all, congratulations on winning. That must have been incredible.
Thank you.
But let's go a bit back. How did you guys meet and how did you decide to form this revolutionary a cappella group?
Well, the guys, so that's Kevin, Monet and me, Daniel, met up at music school at UCT and we were in this choir, sort of like an academic choir that sang a lot of a cappella music, but more like traditional classical stuff. And we looked at each other and we're like, we all love like the contemporary music stuff. So we thought, let's try our own band. And then we got in touch with these ladies because, I mean, yeah, everybody knows them in the circles because they're very talented. And we thought, let's give it a run. Yeah.
All right. And the name, as far as I can see, Anik Note, a play on anecdote.
Come on. We got it.
So how did that come into play?
We were searching for a name. We had a few strange suggestions from the group itself. So then we put it out there. We asked a few of our first fans what they thought we should be called. One of them was Anik Notes.
Yeah.
And we thought it was clever and short, interesting stories, but with notes. And so we decided we settled on Anik Note.
That's it. And we're just tired of looking for a name as well.
Let someone else decide.
Okay, so how long have you been going for now?
4 years?
We've been together for 4 years.
11th of May 2014.
Yeah. All right.
So we're going on 4 years.
Okay. So when you started out, what was the idea? To do covers or just like to enjoy yourselves? What was the aim?
So leading up to forming the band, we watched a lot of a cappella videos of other a cappella groups.
Yeah.
And one of our favorites, Pentatonix, started out on couches. Sorry. So we decided to do couch covers of popular pop songs, and eventually we wanted to go into some of our original stuff, which we have on our EP. Yeah. Just one, but it's there.
So what a couch cover is literally us singing on a couch. That's what it is. We go to different people's living rooms, and yeah, it's kind of a relaxed way of sharing our music. You feel like we're in your home with you, not like in a creepy way, but like just, yeah, it's relaxed and fun, and we love doing that.
Yeah, because if you look on YouTube and also for your performances on SAGT, you always had the couch.
It became a theme.
Yeah.
It just became a theme. They called us a couch cappella group at one point.
Couch
cappella. That was all them.
All right, so you guys aren't a full-time a cappella group. You all have day jobs. I know Amy, she teaches vocals and conducts the chamber choir at my school. So it helps to have connections. So later on when you guys are killing it, just remember your RX Radio interview. So what do the rest of you guys do? I know you explained briefly, but just a bit more in depth.
Okay, I'm a music teacher, so I teach grade R to grade 7 at St. Joseph's, and then I also do some of the vocal lessons there.
And the choir.
And the choir, and the vocal ensemble. And the everything in music at the school.
Okay.
Most of my life is consumed with medicine.
Yeah.
I did study music, I play guitar, and sing with Anik Note. Yeah.
So this whole time for while the whole SAGT has been happening this year, and you've actually been studying and...
Yes.
Yeah.
I wrote my final pediatrics exams yesterday, actually, at Red Cross.
Yeah. Okay, so that's cool. So how do you think RX Radio is going to benefit the people at the hospital, the patients?
I think it shows them that people around them can win Essays Got Talent. It's not mm-hmm. it's not something that, oh, it's something other people do. It's everyday people around you.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. We'll be back shortly. We've just got friends from Justin Bieber, and then I'll be back with you guys.
Cool. The RX Radio 20.
I was wondering about your mama.
15.
Welcome back to the RX Radio Top 20. You just had Justin Bieber with Friends, and we're back with Anecdotes in studio, winners of Essays Got Talent 2017. So, guys, now we're going to be talking about Essays Got Talent. So how did you decide to enter?
I think we realized that as a band, we're very much a goal-driven band, so we like to have things in the pipeline to sort of work towards. And when this came across, I think we first thought about it years ago, but it just wasn't the right time.
Mm.
And I think, yeah, this year was just good timing, and we had something cool to work towards, and we said, yeah, let's do it.
Okay, and we need to talk about your golden buzzer performance from DJ Fresh. How did you guys feel when you got the golden buzzer?
It was surreal. It kind of felt like... yeah, just like a dream, because we finished our performance and he stood up and kind of looked at the audience and said, I'm going to push it. Should I push it? And the audience went nuts.
Yeah.
And we kind of thought, what's happening? And then he pushed it and it's just gold confetti everywhere. It's going everywhere. Yeah, it was ridiculous. It was a ridiculous moment in life.
You know those cliche moments, like I went to Kevin and I was like, oh, Kevin, this is what we've been dreaming about all our time, you know, getting all emotional. Yeah. It feels like that. And it's kind of cheesy, but it was lovely.
It was crazy.
So I think the thing that made your guys' performance so appealing was that you guys just went for it and you were just belting out the Xhosa. And we've actually got a clip here of Morne that really got the crowd going.
Nomvula.
All right, so Morne, where did you learn to speak, let alone sing Xhosa like that? Because it sounds like you've been doing it all your life.
I haven't been. They teach us Xhosa at medical school.
So yeah.
It's compulsory from first to fifth year, Xhosa and Afrikaans. So that's where the foundations were laid. I'm not completely fluent, but in the medical context, I can understand quite a bit.
Okay, so I'm curious, how many different languages have you guys sung in for a cappella?
We've done Xhosa, we've done Zulu, we've done Shangaan a little bit, Tsonga, and we've not sung in Afrikaans yet.
No,
that's interesting. Wow.
And English.
So you guys are definitely proudly South African.
100%.
And if we talk about the whole SAGT experience, how was that for you guys? Because were there parts in Cape Town, or did you have to travel around South Africa? How was it fitting into your normal lives?
All right, yeah. So the Golden Buzzer performance was here in Cape Town, which was really cool.
Okay.
And then you sort of like keep it under wraps because they have to go into production and it's like months before the semifinals happen, and then we were flown up to Joburg, and that's where the rest of the show happened. So we stayed in a hotel and with all the other contestants, and that was, yeah, it was interesting. First of all, getting leave from work and having to stop everything and just, you know, and it's kind of fun because, you know, it's kind of like what we've always wanted to do, just sort of like sit and make music all day. So that we realize how hard it is as well, because you're in each other's, you know, skin as well for like however many weeks, but it was such an amazing experience for all of us.
We handled it well.
Yeah.
So, now for the big part. What was it like to win? To know that all your hard work had finally paid off in that moment that was quite stretched out, but then they did announce that you'd won. How was that?
An emotional roller coaster.
Yeah.
So after that, we're standing with these kids.
Yeah.
Who are super talented. And as deserving as they are, we wanted it just as bad as them. And announcing that we won, I think for a second we just went blank.
Yeah.
We didn't know what happened. Yeah. We looked at each other and freaked out. I think Kevin was in complete shock.
Kevin didn't even
say
smile.
A word. Kevin just stood there like, did this just happen?
For a
I think
good
we
half,
were jumping around.
For a good half hour afterwards as well, Kevin would, he wouldn't talk, he wouldn't smile, he wouldn't do anything, he just... was like, yeah, just
in shock.
I mean,
shock.
We sort of like felt grateful, relieved, excited, emotional. And like, what was really cool is, for me, my big feeling was like, this is for all the people that believe in us.
Mm.
And we want to bring it back to Cape Town and be like, yeah, this is big for a cappella. It's big for our friends and family. And yeah.
We were the only group from Cape Town.
Yeah.
We were the only Cape Town finalists. So yeah. Felt Why really good.
Cape Town proud.
So you were talking about goals earlier and also about Cape Town. I heard you wanted, although you were talking about wanting to get an a cappella festival going in Cape Town. So tell me a bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, the big thing for us is it's not just about us. I mean, we love a cappella and we know that we're very grateful to have our skill set, and we want to just make it a bigger thing for everyone else. And so what we want to do is start a festival where we get school bands and maybe amateur a cappella bands to come together and make music together.
Okay.
We want to grow that year by year. We want to invite a few like big a cappella stars, like Just Six, who are also in the finals. And I mean, we have a few connections with people overseas, and hopefully that we can create a few waves and they can be interested in coming down. And really just want people to know that a cappella can be a thing for them as well.
So what are your plans now for going for, now that you've won SA GT, what's the next step, the next goal?
So we are wanting to come out with a full length CD. So we have just bought out a CD, but it's only 7 tracks and it's got one original song on it that Kevin wrote for his wedding, which we performed at his wedding. We want to concentrate on writing some more original music and bringing out a full length album with some more South African stuff. We're really, really passionate about the South African music that we sing. Obviously we love singing pop covers as well, and so there will still be a little bit of that, but hopefully some more South African stuff. And then yeah, the immediate goals are the CD and the a cappella festival. The a cappella festival is really, really important to us, and to do some workshops in and around Cape Town, and yeah, hopefully travel a little bit with that as well.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And now I know that now that you guys have won, you've been involved in lots of interviews and things. How's that been?
Early mornings.
Yeah.
Early mornings. We did another radio show, and then we did one for ETV in the week. So that was quite early and unusual. But I think we're used to it, because there were a few mornings where we would be on Expresso, and that would get us up nice and early.
That's super early. Yeah.
Like 4 o'clock early.
It is a little difficult because we're in Cape Town and the people, ETV is based in Joburg. We've had a lot of phone interviews, and so it's difficult for us doing our full-time jobs to schedule in a phone interview when you're teaching the whole day back to back. It's difficult to do that, but I think we've managed okay,
because we want to just say thank you to everyone. And so like when people call and interview whatever, like it's part of the job now. It's kind of weird. Random people like come and say thank you and congrats, and that's
I voted for you.
It's weird.
That's so cool. You guys have definitely been very busy.
Yes. And I mean, Monet is doing his final exams ever. So like,
it's no joke.
So now for the kind of social part, where can people get in contact with you, follow you, those types of things?
Okay, we love to be on Facebook a lot, and you can follow if you do facebook.com/anecnote, make sure you got the N. Same thing with YouTube, youtube.com/anecnote. And we're also on Instagram and Twitter. And we like to talk to people because like we love to get suggestions. And a lot of our good ideas have come from people who have just said, hey, try this. And we do that. So please, people must find us on all our channels. And
we have CDs on sale, and you can get in contact with us on our email address, which is info@anecnote.com. And we have caps and t-shirts and cool stuff to merchandise.
All right, so guys, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I want to say that RX Radio is such a cool idea.
Amazing.
I mean, you guys are doing something awesome, and I can't wait for you guys to be on the FM streams, because like, yeah, it's giving kids a cool thing to listen to when they're not having the best time. So thank you for doing this. Thank you.
All right, and do you have a message of hope for the kids here at the hospital, just motivation or something?
Want to say from Anecnote that you're not alone. And that you are braver than we could ever hope to be. And we want to send you lots of love. Yeah.
Well, guys, thank you so much for joining me today. I've loved it. And I know that our listeners have too. So we're going to end it off with your audition track, Nomvula.
You are listening to RX Radio.
For and by children.
RX Radio. RX Radio rocks. Dibanjwangumwe Uyalubas Tandanisilali Madungen Nguwelo Uyalubas Tandanisilali Madungen Dancing Wankumwe Uyalubas Tandanisilali Madungen
Basali Basa Ibizelenu Novula Wa Sa salaishi mote masimini salaisha Hoko ndile ndile Salaishi mote masimini salaisha Sitangwa sa salaishi mote masimini salaisha Hakavelu mnomvula wam Salaishi mote masimini salaisha
Dibanga tumela patula ngete open tuli nomvula wa Dibanga tumela bashoko bako open tuli nomvula wa Dibanga tumela patula ngete abui nomvula wa Dibanga tumela bashoko bako open tuli nomvula wa
Nomvula, kutheni undibethisa ngumoya osithandwa. Undityebisile ngeBluetooth kapu WhatsApp. Ndifuna nokuthumela abantu basekumbula ekhaya. Buya tho, studio was too some. Ngicela Nomvula.
Utika. Bazali pasa. Ndibizelenu Nomvula wa. Tethani naye. Ithani imbile ndawe. Bazali baza, dibizeleni sithandwa sam. Ithani naye, ithani imbile ndawe nam. Sithandwa sam, salaishi mote masimini salaisha. Hoko ndile ndiye. Salaishi mote masimini salaisha Sitandwa sam Salaishi mote masimini salaisha Hakavelo nomvula wam Salaishi mote masimini salaisha